Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the third innings. My name is Maxwell Charlesworth, and alongside me is my co-host and good friend, Prasuk Jain. So, Prasuk, two tests down, two to go, series leveled at one apiece. What can we expect in Ahmedabad?
It's interesting, right? I think from the pitch, we can expect a bit of grass, as we saw at Eden Gardens in India's only home test so far. That's done to preserve the condition of the ball, so we can expect that a bit. And the last game played here was in the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy, and the pitch there was a bit dry and bouncy, so we can expect that again. And I don't see anything changing as compared to the last test, so it most probably should spin a lot. It's a new stadium. It's the largest stadium in the world now, with a capacity of 110,000, and we are allowed to have 55,000 people there. So it's. I think Randy Gaddick is going to be there for sure. There's going to be a lot of home advantage for India with that support in that sort of a stadium. So very excited for that. What do you think of England's chances there?
I think this is England's best chance for the rest of the series. If you were to ask England at the start of the series is leveled 1-1. The third test is probably the most crucial at this point. Would they like it to be a day-nighter? I think they would say 100% yes. I think, like I said, this is England's best chance for the rest of the series, but India won't serve up a pitch like the first test again. I think Rohit Sharma even alluded to that we can expect to see a pitch much like in the second test rather than in the first. We also have to remember that just because it's a day-night test doesn't mean that we're going to see it like it's Adelaide Oval or the Oval. You know, it's still a subcontinental wicket. So like you said, I still expect a large amount of spin. I don't think that we're going to see as many wickets taken with the new ball by seamers as people might be suggesting. I think it's still going to be a heavily spin-dominated game. But saying that, I think there's going to be two key players for England. They're going to put a real, they're going to give England their best chance in this game. I think that's James Anderson and Jofra Archer. Those two under lights, even just with a new pink ball that swings a bit more than the red ball, I think they're going to be lethal on this pitch. When it starts reversing, I think they're going to stay as lethal as they are in the beginning. But punch for punch, who do you think has the better arsenal to take the bickies in the third test?
I think, as you said, England. This is England's best chance to go 2-1 up. But I still think India is a more stable team right now, with having a better spin department, as well as having a more stable team with not too many changes as compared to England. Pardon. We also have seen that India has a more solid middle order. I think it's going to be a huge advantage. And as you mentioned, the reverse swing, I think. Yes, Anderson bowled very, very, very good reverse swing in the last test we saw. But we have Ishan Sharma and we have Bumrah in India, who can reverse it as much as Anderson would. I think it's going to be a very, very good test. I think this is the test to look forward to.
Definitely, especially for us. 10 a.m. start. I've had enough of these 4 a.m. starts. I need to sleep at some point. Sleep. Yeah, like you said, I think every positive England have, India have a response for, and vice versa as well. Of course, that all hinges on really who was selected. Yeah. There's a lot of, we can say all this stuff. You know, what if Alistair Cook makes a comeback and shores up the opening spots? But who do you see turning out for India in this test? Do you see many changes happening?
I don't see any change in the batting order. I don't see anyone dropping. I don't see no one's injured. So I'm expecting the same first six in the batting order. Don't see any changes there. I don't see Akshar Patel going out. I don't see Ashwin going out. So the spin department is pretty much the same. I don't see Ishan Sharma going out either, with a break of around 10 days. Bumrah is definitely going to come in. He was already seen with the pink ball in the last test. He was practicing a lot. The last open position, it's very interesting. I have a theory there that India might bring another batsman instead of Kuldeep Yadav. They might be tempted to play Hardik Pandya or Rahul, KL Rahul. In a pink ball day-night test, you don't need five bowlers to take 20 wickets. I think four bowlers can do the job. I think India might be tempted to play seven batsmen. That could be one. If, unless we see an exactly same pitch as the second test, then they might play Kuldeep Yadav for sure. But I don't see any other changes for them.
You say something, phrase something interesting in there, that India are going to be looking to play perhaps seven batsmen. I like that confidence. I like that about India currently. They're such a strong side, and their all-rounders are true all-rounders. You don't say they're playing an all-rounder in Pandya or something. You don't say they're playing a keeper batsman in Pant.
Mm-hmm.
They're just batsmen. But when they need to be bowlers, they're just bowlers. I really enjoy that about the Indian side.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason Pant is playing is not because of his keeping. He's a pure batsman who is getting better at keeping, that we saw in the second test as well. He is getting better, but he is a batsman first, and that's the reason Saha isn't playing. So that's a gamble India is willing to take in test cricket. And again, Pandya, with his injury, he's not bowling in the recent past. So he is in the squad as a batsman, as a pure batsman. So if they decide to go with the batsman, it's going to be an interesting choice between Rahul and Pandya. Again, in a test, in a day-night test, in a pink ball day-night test, runs are precious. It's difficult to score runs. So they might look for a Pandya who can go out there and change gears as well, along with Rishabh Pant. That might be handy. So that can hold in favor of Pandya as compared to Rahul. But if they look at more solid batsmen, then Rahul is the better choice. What do you think for India?
I have a very similar team to you. I think that just, once again, emphasizes how strong this Indian side is, that not many changes need to be made, or any at all, really. I have the usual top six of Sharma, Gill, Pujara, Kohli, Rahane, Pant. I'm not dropping the hometown boy, Akshar Patel. He gets his debut home match. Keeping Ashwin as well, of course. 5 for 100 in the last game. Eight wickets for the match as well. There's not much you can do about that. Then I have Siraj. I'm keeping Mohammad Siraj. Ishan Sharma and Bumrah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think that's the side they're going to go with.
Why Siraj?
I think they're going to give him another opportunity to prove himself. He performed well in the Australian series, and I think that they are going to be rewarding players more when they come in and they do a job well. They're going to really see what they can do, because there's been a habit in India recently where a player will come in, perform well, but then the player that they're replacing comes back and immediately they're dropped. And I think they're kind of starting to swerve away from that. But yeah, Bumrah is going to be lethal. Ishan's going to be lethal. And I think Siraj is going to play a big part in this test if he's selected.
Absolutely. If it's a seeming track especially, he can be a very, very important weapon for India. Interesting.
Yeah. And then it's all about a question of what team are they're gonna face against in this next test. I see them facing Crawley, Sibley, Bairstow, Root, Stokes, Pope, Folks, Bess, Archer, Leach, Anderson.
So you drop Rory Burns.
I am dropping Mr. Burns. Excellent, as they say in The Simpsons. His total test match average is 30.7. You know, not good enough at all, really, for test match cricket. He averaged 5 for the entire series against Pakistan at home not too long ago, a couple months back, you know, last English summer. And in this series, he's been averaging 14 against India. It's just not good enough. I think they're going to take a risk with Zach Crawley coming back with his from his wrist injury. And yeah, Bairstow in it free to replace Lawrence. You know, Lawrence is early in his test career, but he just doesn't really look like he has the goods to be a test cricketer. Another interesting thing about cricket. Someone might have really good stats, but if he doesn't look the part, he might not be in the side, really. Who do you see England selecting?
I have absolutely no change than yours. I see Crawley coming back in for Burns, definitely. I see Bairstow as well in place of Lawrence. I also see Bairstow as someone who can up the ante. As I said with Pandya, in a day-night match like this, you might need a player like Bairstow in the middle order there who can take the game away from the opposition in the absence of someone like a Butler. In the bowling department, I don't see any change either. I'm only tempted to get Vokes in. Since Stokes is not bowling, they might look for a better all-rounder than Archer, who is not performing with the bat recently. But again, putting the captain's hat on, I don't see any change as compared to your team. That's their best chance.
True. I don't see how Wokes would make it into this side. I think they'd be more tempted to play Broad ahead of Archer than they would to play Wokes ahead of Archer.
Mm-hmm.
If Wokes were to come in, where would he slot in?
I would put him before Bess. So
who's coming out for Wokes to come in?
Yeah, that's the interesting part, because you either take out Pope or you take out Archer, and taking out Pope means you're very vulnerable with your batting. Then you're going with five bowlers and four batsmen plus Fox. And if you replace Archer, then you are missing that firepower that you might need on a seaming track. So it's going to be a big gamble if that happens. But it's I think it's a temptation worth mentioning, worth considering, given that Stokes is not bowling. But again, I wouldn't do that.
So, Busuk, we say a lot of interesting things on this podcast. Can you tell me a bold prediction that you have for this next test coming up?
I'm going to support Ishan Sharma. I am going to say he's going to pick a fifer with the pink ball reversing and the new ball swinging as well. I like him. I want him to take a fifer, but I'm backing him. What about you? What is your bowl prediction?
I've also gone with a bowler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how bold it is, you know, because it seems like a pretty safe bet, really. I have Anderson to take a fifer. But not just like rocking up with the new ball, kind of skittling in the top five. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think he's going to take a fifer with the old ball. He's going to pull those reverse swinging magic that he did in the first test. And I think he's going to pick up a number fifer for it.
We saw some glimpses of that.
Yeah, that one over where he got two wickets, pretty much identical balls, beautiful reverse swing bowling. Offset batsman as well.
It's going to be interesting. We have Ishant versus Anderson. We have Archer versus Bumrah. We have Root versus Stokes. We have the spin twins versus the spin twins. And we have, well, I wouldn't say Bairstow versus Pujara. That's no comparison.
I don't think there's much of a comparison between Ashwin and Leach or Ashwin and Best.
Well, not a comparison, but a competition. It's about who bowls better. The exact same thing we saw in the second test. The better spin twins took the game away from the opposition. So it's going to be, again, coming down to that. If the track is turning again, England spinners need to put up their best show to give India a competition.
True. It would help if they were able to pitch the ball. I've heard from coaches that the ball spins more if you actually get it to land on the ground. Yeah. I'm not sure if that message has been relayed to the English spinners yet. Perhaps this will help get to them that the ball spins more.
I hope the coaches have done their task, the bowling coaches.
I hope so too. Well, that's all we have time for today. We're here at the third innings headquarters, eagerly awaiting for this cracker of a game. Finally, a 10 a.m. start for us here in Amsterdam. I'm Axel Charzov, and on behalf of myself and my co-host, Prasuk Jain, it has been a pleasure having your company. Please make sure you leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us out. Follow the socials in the description to stay updated, and we will see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.